rejecting the warning. There was some warning in the action. One of the servants of the king said, "This is the wife of Uriah." As a servant, he can say to the king, "You are wrong." But he's trying to remind him that this is the wife of another man. That means that what you are going to do is committing adultery. And he repeated it. And the Bible repeated it. So that he wants to say that there was some warning to David. David, you are going to make sin. You are going to make sin. And many times this happened in our lives. The warning may come in some lecture like this, when the Lord say to you something. I'm happy that many of you respond to the messages and take some actions, some good actions in the discussions. That's very wonderful. And this is what is expected from a good one to do. But many times when I hear the warning in the meeting, I said, this is not mine. Okay? Or I can make it, this is for another one. This is, it doesn't mean that this is the Lord, what the Lord wants me to say, to see. The Lord may warn us by some things in our lives. He's trying to stop us. Things go in a wrong way. As if the Lord wants to say to me, stop. But at that time, David didn't hear the warning. Consider as if everything is okay. David, what about somebody telling you this is the wife of some man? Didn't you hear that? Of course what happened that he heard that. So what about that? What's your response about this warning? So many times the Lord warning every one of us, attention, you are going into a very dangerous place. You have to stop at that time. He didn't. He rejected the warning, and then he did the sin. And he did the sin after planning and doing things. It's not a matter of something happened by accident. It happened by his own will. And this is the sin in itself, that doing my will, even it is against God's will. And this is what happened in the case of David. And then what's worse, is that he tried to cover his sin. Did you see half of the chapter? The first one-third of the first half is how he committed the adultery. But the second half is how he is trying to cover his sin. All what he wants to, that nobody blame him, that nobody know that he did that. So he tried to bring the husband of this woman so that it will appear like this is his son, and his son, what happened is his son. Not more than that she is conceived from him, not from David. He tried a lot of tricks. He bring him from the war and said to him, go to your home. But this faithful man said, it's not a good time, not the proper time to go to my home. My head is in the battle. How shameful. The soldier is thinking about the battle, and the king forgot about it. Wow. Sometimes those who we consider should be more aware, forget about everything. And those who are faithful, only faithful, look to the Lord's battle at that time. He tried another trick. He let him drunk. Still, nothing happened. You know what happened? Because trying to cover our sins lead us to sin more and more and more, and to let our sin be bigger and bigger and bigger. What happened at that time? That he ordered his commander that he put Uriah in the front of the hard wall, so that he guaranteed that this man will die. And this is what happened. And after he died, he took his wife to be his wife, as if he is trying just to cover what happened. But you can cover your sin from others' eyes. And maybe you can cover your sin from your own eyes, but you will never can cover your sin from God's eye. And this is what the story tells us. The fourth thing, that he forget about it. Okay, everything is okay now. Nobody will blame me. This son is mine, and I'm her husband now, because he took her as a wife. I'm her husband now, and everything will be okay for me. Everything will be okay for him? Maybe. For a while of time. But every note is not okay for the Lord. Do you remember what is the last verse we read? What happened? Displeased the Lord. What happened? Displeased the Lord. And as if after this long account about the fall of this great man, he would like to say that the plan of David succeeded by the measure of men. But by the measure of God, he did not succeed. So this did not please the Lord. After a long time, the Lord sent to him Nathan, the prophet, and Nathan account him some imaginary story. He told him two men, a rich one and a poor one. A rich one have everything, and the poor one have only one goat. He love her. He treats her as his daughter. And one day the rich man have some guests, and he decided to make some meal for him, for this guest. And then he think about taking the goat of the poor man to make the meal with it. David, wow, this man here, he should be killed. Nathan told him, you are the man. You are the man. And maybe today some one of us need to hear that. You are the man. You are the girl. You are the woman. Okay? You are the one who did that. You are the one who did like David. Because, you know, committing adultery in the New Testament is not by doing only, but sometimes by thinking. Sometimes by think about somebody, some emotions, some relationship, which is not in the same time. So we have five things before fall and five things after fall. What we have to consider in every one of this? I'll mention in a few minutes to finish in our time. The first thing we think that it was post-victory. First thing we have to understand that we have to judge rightly. This victory is not from my strength. Any good spiritual condition is not because I am good. Any good spiritual condition because God is good. Because of his grace that he gave me all these things. And I have to consider that in myself I'm not good, I'm not better than anybody. I'm as worse as everybody, but I depend on the grace of God. If I do not depend on it, I will think of myself higher than I am, and then I am subjected to fall at that time. Secondly, we said that we have to be in the battle. Be ready. Be ready for the battle. And I will direct you to a chapter in the Bible, which is Ephesians 6, to read about the spiritual battle we are facing. Okay? We don't have time now to read it, but please read it in your spare time or in your discussion time. The battle is well described in Ephesians 6. The battle with the enemy, the devil, and how we can protect ourselves from this battle. So be prepared. Don't be lazy, be diligent. Try to do your best in everything. If you refer to the book of Proverbs, the book of Proverbs is a book that addressed to young people. In the beginning of this book, Solomon said that he write this to young people especially. And you will find that laziness and vice versa is the most important topic for every one of us in this book. If you read, if you read Proverbs, you'll find so many advices concerning everything in every aspect in your life, but especially in the aspect of laziness and diligence.